Hey everyone, this is Travis Schultz, and you're listening to Swimming Pool Voice, Episode 2. Today we talk about where your customers are online and setting goals. Alright guys, so what are your customers doing online? When they're on Pinterest, when they're on Facebook, when they're on Twitter, how are they acting on each platform? So the first thing on Pinterest, you want to make sure you're targeting your local market. Also, food is like the number one searched thing on Pinterest, looking for recipes and all that good stuff. So in the springtime, summertime, you're going to be looking for, you know, something to bring value to the customer, barbecuing outside, nice blog article on how to prepare drinks for backyard barbecues. So you're looking for people who spend time outside, who want to spruce up their backyards, and you know, maybe they're even thinking about getting a pool. So you could have different pool designs. I know a lot of history search terms are pool design ideas. So just really the coolest, you know, designs that y'all have come up with, go ahead and post those and do a walkthrough on how y'all built it. For the service guys, you're looking for keeping leaves out of the yard, out of the pool, best practices on yard cleanup. So you need to offer some value, tell them how to take care of the yard, and if you have a pool, by the way, do this, this, this. It's targeted locally, so you have them seeing you as an authority on the subject of keeping things clean, because they'll do it a couple of times. They'll be like, forget this. I read this. I saw this company posting how to do it. Obviously, they can do it. Let's give them a call. Now, how about Facebook? On Facebook, you can get so precise on who you want your ad to run into. Now, when I say ad, that means you're spending money, you're not posting it on the business page. You know, that's more of a informational way to do it on your actual Facebook page. Tell us all about what you do. As far as this is, you know, how we clean the pools, that's awesome, but you know, the phone number, give us a call if your pool's dirty. They're already on your page. They know you can clean pools. So more about the company, how you clean pools, a little something special about, you know, what y'all are up to, kind of behind the scenes. But when running an actual ad, the best commercial ad I've seen is a guy, his pool company is Chlorine King, and it's video. And as far as I've looked into, video is your best bet on Facebook. People are scrolling down, and if that video runs, as soon as they're scrolling with subtitles on the bottom, because sometimes, a lot of times, people are looking at Facebook when they're not supposed to be looking at Facebook, and if they have to click it to hear what's going on, it's you know, they're not going to hear your message. A lot of times they'll watch it a little bit, but there's no sound, so okay, there's pretty pools, but what's going on? But Chlorine King has a beautiful commercial. He's been featured in a lot of the trade magazines, and yeah, I've seen it a few times, and it's just awesome. So when you run your Facebook ad, you can target by income, by location. You can target to people who have just bought houses, who are thinking about moving. And I don't know about y'all's area, but a lot of calls I get is, hey, I just moved into this house. It came with a pool. Can you tell me a little bit about it? Can you come and, you know, do a bid, do an estimate, and show me how everything works? So people that have just moved into houses is a great segment to target. Now, Twitter is noisy. I don't see a lot of luck with ads on Twitter. There is, however, a way to search out people talking about pools, clean pools, green pools, on Twitter. So you do the search term, and then you put on the options, near me. So after you type into the search bar, pool, green pool, pool problems, on the right side of the search bar, there's a little EQ symbol. You click on that, you allow from everybody, not just people you're following, and then you click near me and enter. And then after that, it'll come up, and I believe the default is the top posts. So you want the latest posts and just start scrolling, and you'll see who's talking about having pool problems on Twitter. And you can just, I would just go ahead and jump in there and offer some advice. And, you know, if they don't want to do it, they'll click your Twitter. And if it's your business page, they'll see the phone number, they'll see a website, they'll click on the website, and they'll go from there. On Instagram, same thing as Facebook. You can post your green to cleans on your page, you know, things about your pools, cool pictures. It is a picture platform, so, you know, if you want to edit your pictures, make them look, if you look at SATX pools, you can see where I kind of edit them and make them a little more colorful, and it's entertaining. But really, if they're not following you, no one's really gonna see it unless you add your hashtags. So you want to add hashtags of all the cities around you, all your service area. You want to go ahead and add those hashtags to the posts in the comments. So you're going to comment on your own post. You don't want to put it in the description of the picture. You want to go ahead and, you know, say something about what the picture is, or a lot of times I don't put anything, but in the hashtags, you want to do it on the, so you want to actually comment on your own post and write all those hashtags. That way it doesn't look too spammy when they see the description that has all the tags on it. As I'm recording this, it's the end of 2017, and I think what is on everybody's mind is resolutions, or I like to call them goal settings, you know, setting your goals for the year. I just do one-year goals. I know some people go all the way to 5 and 10, but I think things change just way too much and way too fast to try to plan. You know, I got an idea of, you know, what I want to be doing in 5 years, but really, you know, this day and age, who knows? Things change all the time. I could be flying a drone to a pool and cleaning it that way in 5 years, you know? So I'm going to share how I set up planning for my year goals. Last year, I had a planner called Ink and Volt. Ink like pen ink and Volt like voltage, I guess. And it was great. It worked really well. It had everything I needed pretty much. I like to customize things. Like I say, things change all the time. But for really looking at the year and breaking it down to a month to then your weeks, it really worked out good. This year, I switched it up a little bit. I looked all over the place for different formats of planners, journals, things like that. And I liked some of one, I liked some of another. So what I did is, for my birthday, I actually got a really nice leather journal with pages inside. It's a little bit smaller. It's like an A5. So it has pages inside. They're kind of like brown paper bag style, so they're really nice to write on. And the plan at first was to find some templates that I could just print on those the paper that it came with it. But the more I thought about it and the more I wanted to add and take away, what I did is I just printed the bullet style on the paper. Now, I'm not one to go ahead and like make a piece of art on each journal. Some people draw all kind of crazy stuff, which is awesome, but I really just use it for keeping track of things, getting stuff off my mind, writing it down. So I have a page for in the morning I journal, you know, what I'm grateful for and what I'm doing, what happened, what went well that day, what I'm gonna do the next day. But I can also on separate pages have a place to look for my year goals and then break it down by month. And then eventually I get down to what do I do, need to do this week to get to this goal this month. And then every month I get it and eventually get to my year goal. So to set up my year goals, I started with 8 categories. And I'll just run through them real quick. I'm not going to go into detail on what the categories mean because I think they could mean anything. If you have different categories or if you interpret the categories different, I think that's great. So I'm not really going to go into detail on what exactly each means. So it goes on the categories, it goes family, business, spiritual, financial, physical, intellectual, social, and surroundings. So I just put 2, 3, sometimes 4 goals in each category. And then I break it down. What does that look like each month? And then what do I need to do weekly and daily to reach those goals? And that's it, guys. You know, really just play with it, find what works for you, and make sure you are keeping track and are able to measure everything. If you want more money, how much more money for the year? Break it down by month, then by week. And it goes the same with if you want more pools, how many more for the year? How many does that mean for the month? How many by week? Alright guys, so that's going to do it for Swimming Pool Voice Episode 2. I really appreciate y'all listening, giving me y'all's attention. If you have any questions, I'm across social media at SATX Pools or Travis Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z. Have a great new year. I hope you work on your goals and find where your customers are online. Again, thank you so much. Have a great one, guys.